Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
President Donald Trump says he's nothing to hide and has called for the House to vote to release the Epstein files. The US president went back on his earlier resistance to releasing the files, but House Speaker Mike Johnson said that showing the documents should help put to rest the allegations against Trump. Joining me now on this is Brett Bruin, president of the Global Situation Room, former U.S. diplomat. He was active in the Obama White House. Brett, good morning and welcome.
Great to be with you, Pat.
What is Donald Trump up to? We know he didn't want the files released. Is he just bowing to the inevitable?
Well, he is uncharacteristically bowing to the inevitable, and he's doing so because it would be even worse for him to lose. We're talking, Pat, upwards of 100 Republicans who would vote against him, and that would have had just broad political consequences for his agenda. As it is, it looks pretty pathetic that he was not able to keep Republicans in line, that he tried so desperately, including hauling Lauren Boebert, who's a congresswoman from Colorado, into the Situation Room, putting pressure, you know, name-calling, splitting publicly with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. All of this, quite frankly, has put a lot of egg on Trump's face.
Now, it passes the House then with the help of 40 they were projecting initially, but now with this injunction from Donald Trump, possibly many more voting in favor of the release. Then it goes to the Senate. Now, is he hoping that the Senate will block it, or is he bowing to the inevitable there too, and then he'll have to sign it himself?
I don't think he can block it in the Senate because the momentum now is with this bill. And so what you're likely going to see is the bill passes both houses. It does come for his signature, and he's going to try and put his best spin on it possible. He's going to try to downplay, as he did even with these email revelations that were released by the congressional Democrats, who, you know, Pat, just so we're, you know, putting this into perspective, the Washington Post went through all the emails that were released. Of the 2,000 emails, 1,000 of them mentioned Trump. Trump is not a minor figure in this play.
So he will sign it, and then this is an instruction to the Department of Justice to release the files. However, there is the provision always to protect the innocent, the victims, if you like, of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell by redactions. Is it likely he will try to get redactions that include himself?
I think that would be quite a politically poor move at this stage. It's better to just rip the Band-Aid off. And as he so often does, spin it and then find some other, you know, weapon of mass distraction so that he can push on past it. That being said, you know, he himself, as well as all of these Republicans, have for so long built up the hype around the Epstein files. And so it's very difficult for him to try and turn the tables on it. Obviously, he attempted last week instructing Attorney General Pam Bondi to look into the Democrats who are tied to Epstein. But it's kind of hard to say, well, we're pointing at them for him to be mentioned over 1,000 times by Epstein in just these emails and say, don't look over here where I'm, you know, discussed quite a bit by Jeffrey Epstein.
Now, there was an attempt by various people over the weekend was it Megyn Kelly was one of them and Alan Dershowitz another, trying to redefine the definition of pedophilia. In other words, saying a lot of these girls were nearly 18 for heaven.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Sake.
And that was just embarrassing, Pat. I think Megyn Kelly justifiably came in for quite a bit of criticism online, and it shows the extent to which some of these MAGA influencers, some of these Republicans will, put themselves into, political pretzels to try and justify some of the unjustifiable things that Trump has done and is doing. And I do think it undermines them over the long term. And if, we can get into a discussion of our legislative elections next year, but this is very bad news for Republicans that you're starting to see so much splintering. I predicted it, a couple months back, but we are starting to see on the economy, on, some of these hot button issues, Republicans are going to be looking out for their own interests. They've got to fundraise next year and go before the voters.
Now, the other thing he was at over the weekend was reducing tariffs on certain food commodities, because obviously the message about how expensive it is to fill your shopping basket is getting through to him finally.
It is. And this is a major concession, Pat, because all along Trump has said Americans don't pay these tariffs. Well, it turns out that they actually do, and quite a bit. And so the fact now that he, on those food products, on coffee, is saying, I'm taking away all of those tariffs so that Americans will pay less, is a big political loss for him. And I think it undermines his tariff agenda on a number of other fronts. Obviously, for Irish businesses, this is good news. And then we still wait in January for the Supreme Court decision to see broadly what are his powers here. But politically, he has suffered a major loss on the tariffs.
And of course, if the Supreme Court finds that the tariffs were illegal, because that is in the purview of Congress to decide on these kind of matters, there's got to be a refund mechanism, which they're all saying is desperately complicated. But people get tax refunds every year, every day.
And yet it's quite ironic, Pat, because he's talking about sending that refund to working class Americans, which, in other words, is wealth redistribution. Not a popular idea in Republican circles. We'll see if Trump can get away with it. The other thing on tariffs for Irish companies to zero in on is, while he may lose those broad powers to impose blanket tariffs on companies, we are likely to see him trying to zero in on certain sectors. And we know from his first term, the impact that that can have on Irish businesses, butter, obviously Irish whiskey and other products. So I think it's an area to start preparing for.
Now, back to the dissidents within MAGA, and MAGA does seem to be fracturing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as well as falling out with Trump, she lost his endorsement, and she had herself, because of her quarrel with Trump, had been subject to death threats, which may have led to a Damascene conversion for her. But over the weekend, she was saying that she is going to give up toxic rhetoric. She feels she's contributed to the toxic nature of American politics at the moment, and she's not going to do that anymore.
Well, and it's quite an about face, but I think a worrying one if you are a Republican, because she was not just a very prominent figure, she was close to Trump. She was on the floor of the House of Representatives when Matt Gaetz was blocking the various attempts for Republicans to select a Speaker of the House. She was, the key legislator in that effort for Trump, helping to negotiate it. The fact that she has now publicly split with him, publicly disavowed some of those brass knuckle tactics that she has used, as well as obviously a lot of the Trump followers use, is one, I think, a warning sign to Republicans about how quickly Trump's favor can be lost, and whether or not they truly want to put all of their proverbial eggs in his political basket.
So finally, Brett, back to the Epstein files, which I don't know how long it'll take them to be released after the vote and the president's signature. I mean, the stuff is likely to be embarrassing, but he has a brass neck. So is he going to be able to look at this and trivialize it all, saying, yeah, of course, I knew the guy. He didn't like me, so he kept on writing about me. Is that going to be his defense?
It will likely be his defense. I don't know that after having built up the expectation and also, quite frankly, the criticism of Epstein and what he was doing, it is so easy with so much information about him in those Epstein files, 59,000 documents. And I think this is going to be a tough one for Trump, but he is a master of changing the headlines, changing the focus. Whether he can do it this time, it'll be one of his biggest challenges yet.
Just invade Venezuela.
Well, this we get back to the wag the dog scenario. And yes, you know, look, we'll find another global conflict to stir up and he will focus on that. But I think a lot of Republicans are going to struggle with this one because obviously Trump does not come out looking very good in these emails.
Brett Bruen, president of the Global Situation Room, former U.S. diplomat. Thank you very much, Brett, for joining us. Now, still to come on News Talk, Margaret Barrett is our Monday expert, and we'll look at the hidden costs of buying a home and we'll also answer all your mortgage questions. You can WhatsApp them to us, 087-1400-106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.